BBC News with Jonathan Izard. President Trump has accepted the resignation of his health secretary, Tom Price, who had come under pressure after it emerged he had been using expensive private jets while travelling on government business. Mr. Trump had said he was disappointed in Mr. Price. Syrian activists say that dozens of people have been killed in airstrikes on a town in the mainly rebel-held northwestern province of Idlib. Reports and videos from the town of Arminas appear to show the aftermath of heavy air raids by Syrian or Russian planes. Preparations are underway for the start of an agreed ceasefire in Colombia between government forces and the National Liberation Army, or ELN. The commander of the rebel group, known as Gambino, issued an order to his fighters, which will trigger the ceasefire on Sunday to run until mid-January. Cuba says Washington acted hastily by deciding to pull out most of its staff from its embassy in Havana following mystery sonic attacks on its diplomats. The Cuban Foreign Ministry said the measure would affect bilateral relations. Havana strongly denies involvement in the incidents, and Washington hasn't directly accused it. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has said Washington does not recognize the result of the independence referendum in Iraqi Kurdistan. But Mr. Tillerson called for calm, saying no one would benefit from threats and recriminations. Iraq, Iran and Turkey have all said they will take punitive actions against the regional authority in Iraqi Kurdistan. Thousands of Catalan separatists have held a final rally ahead of Sunday's planned referendum on independence from Spain. The head of the regional government, Carles Puigdemont, told the crowd that on Monday he believed Catalonia would be taking its first steps as a sovereign nation. Spain's central government is trying to block the vote. And a Welsh rugby player had to miss an international club match in South Africa after his hand was bitten by a lion. Scott Baldwin had been trying to pet the animal through the fence in a game park. His team manager for his Ospreys club, said Baldwin, had been pretty stupid. BBC News.